If you enjoy the kind of pop culture nonsense that you might hear on an episode of The Winter of Stein, you're going to love all the shows on the Collider Network on Podcast One. The YouTube channel turned Podcast Super Network has got everything for your pop culture needs. Check out Collider Sports, Jedi Council, One-on-One with Christian Harloff, Movie Trivia, Schmodown, Movie Talk, and so much more. Check out the Collider Network every week on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Hey, Winter of Stein is back for week number three of Celebrity Big Brother 2. And I am Rob Cesternino, and I'm very excited to welcome in my co-host. But let me allow the great Julie Chen Moonves to introduce you.
Here he is, legendary performer and comedian. Please welcome
Eric Stein.
Didn't nail it. What a smashing episode it was last night. Not since the Ball Smashers or I watched Cameron and McRae play Super Smash Brothers on Twitch has there been such a smashing episode of Brother.
Ball Smashers.
Who is the ultimate king of Smash? Gallagher or Kenny from Gabon?
Yes, or is it Wheat Knees, possibly?
Eric, my man, what is good?
There is something really good on the what is good front. I have some big news for you. It has come to my attention that Big Brother, iconic legend, Paul of Big Brother 18 and 19 has moved to New York City. PP rides again. Friendship. Oh my God, I am going to be pissed if these gumpy guys don't invite me out with them.
Very gumpy.
Wow. So do you have any plans with Pauly Calafiore and Paul from Big Brother 1890? Were they feuding? Weren't they? I feel like that they were in a Twitter feud at one point.
Big premiere party for the challenge tomorrow night. It's PP and Stein together again.
Oh, you were invited?
Oh, please. Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Okay. I did get an invitation to get my face beat in. But I was like, I can't make it. Also, you've been asking me for going on the better part of a decade now if I have anything to plug. And I always say no. But today's the lucky day. I do have something to plug. I'd like to use this platform to announce that Johnny Mac and I will be playing a badminton game to 100, one-on-one.
Yes, Eric.
If you get a VIP ticket, it comes with a tent, a cheese sandwich. It won't be grilled. Raven will be there. She's raising awareness for something. And Joey Rodriguez is announcing.
Okay.
With special guest star, he left. Baby Dino the dog.
Baby Dino the dog is like, I want no part of this.
Yeah, he's like, hey, we talked about this before you started recording. We said we weren't going to bring that up.
Yes. Eric, earlier this season, this year, you tweeted about the first five oof day on social media in 2019. Eric, for people who are following all of Big Brother social media, how many oofs did Monday on Big Brother social media earn?
I've been pretty steadfast that the oofometer tops out at five, but I think here today we're going to need to possibly slide the scale a little. You know, I'm never a fan when someone says they give 120%. That's a mathematical impossibility, but I think we just went seven oofs.
130%.
Yeah, we've maxed out the oof scale. It's over. And this is becoming the oofiest season ever. Lolo is one of the oofiest contestants ever. We had one of the oofiest cameos ever. And I am here for it. Because more oofs for the show and more oofs for BB Twitter means more foos for us.
Yes. Okay, good. All right. Well, the more oofs, the better. The oofs are getting devalued. It's almost like that there's a deflation.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, it's not for us to, you know, we're, it's not a sliding scale here. We don't need a bell curve. If people go full oof, that's not our fault.
Okay.
Eric. The oofiest moment of this week, though, we lost Bathman.
Bathman. Yes. Well, let's talk about you and I spoke on Thursday. We're recording this podcast on Tuesday, the 5th. We'll be back again one more time during Celebrity Big Brother 1 week from today to talk about the lead up to the finale. Who knows what could happen? How many oofs in between now and then, Eric? But we lost two big figures in this season. It was Joey Lawrence on Saturday and then Kato Kaelin last night. I guess let's work from the most recent to further back and give us your thoughts. Kato Kaelin out of the Big Brother Celebrity House.
It's really no wonder why he has a long history of famous friends, because he's just such an affable guy. He's so charismatic. I mean, wouldn't you want him staying at your home? I mean, honestly, I thought he turned it on for
yes. Do you think, is he angling for a spot in Tom Green's guest house?
I think he might be angling for that big coveted spot on CBS. I've heard that's available after the show.
Yes. Okay. He could be moving in the back house at the neighbors in the neighborhood.
Yes. And he did have a couple of references on the show to his world famous poker skills that we spoke about in the last episode as well.
Yeah, he's a great friend, would never throw a friend under the bus.
My driver's bus expired my license 2 years ago.
Unless that friend is OJ.
Okay, can we break down this sentence a
yes,
little
please.
Bit?
Yes, please. Would you like the long form or just the short form?
Yeah, let's get the long form.
Okay. All right. This was from Kato Kaelin's speech to tell people why they should not vote him out of the house. He's been friends with Tom Green, but he would never turn against him.
20 days, you really get to know someone you're bunking next to. We slept together.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the wrong one.
That's what I would have said about Joe Barber back in the day.
Yes. Okay. This is what Kato said before this
vote. A lot of people, I was loyal to him. They wanted me to throw under the bus. A, I would never do it. And B, Tom, my driver's bus expired my license 2 years ago. You were safe.
Let's think about this for a second. I know a lot of people think he tripped on his words. Is it possible that he is so famous,
yes,
he has a personal driver?
His
driver's bus had a personal vendetta with him and took steps to retire his license.
Yeah.
But 2 years ago.
My driver's bus expired my license 2 years ago.
So my driver's bus expired my license.
A rivalry with his personal driver's bus, possibly.
Is it possible that Kato is a huge Star Wars fan and is speaking as Yoda might?
It's possible.
Driver's bus license expired.
Like, my mother, the car, the great television show from the 60s.
My driver's bus expired my license 2 years ago.
Next on CBS, Tom Green, Bathman Lawrence, and Kato Kaelin starring in My Driver's Bus.
Could we have some sort of a reboot of Three Men and a Baby with Tom Green, Kato, and Joey Lawrence?
Who's the baby?
maybe let's go safe and let's go with maybe Nixon Graf on the way. Maybe
well, nice. Bring that. Good cover.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Or Big Meech.
That'd be nice. Or maybe Dino the Dog.
Dino the Dog. Yeah. I think if you're going to map them sort of one for one, is Joey Lawrence is the Tom Selleck.
I feel like this might be more akin to Full House, possibly one of our other areas of expertise, because I feel like Cato is a natural Joey.
Uncle Joey, right.
Yeah, right. And then Joey Lawrence is interesting, though, because he could actually be Uncle Joey, but he has the cleanliness of a young Bob Saget.
Yes, he's like, is he Joey or is he Danny? I don't know. He sort
or
of like
is
put
he
them
both. He's such a skilled actor.
Yeah, because I guess Tom Green is probably the Saget of the group.
Maybe he's like the woodchuck that Joey has.
All right, we can't get this far off track this early on into the podcast.
I did receive some one or two angry remarks that we didn't actually speak of Big Brother last week.
What do we want to speak about?
I feel like this is the most Big Brother podcast there is.
Yeah. All right, we are right on point this season. Like, you could smash us with a mallet all summer long, but we are the perfect two people to be covering Celebrity Big Brother.
I couldn't agree more. Do you think that it's possible that it's for the best that Joey Bathman Lawrence was evicted? Because much like Caitlin before him, I think there were people who needed him on the outside, right? He has like greater battles to fight outside of the house, and maybe he's going to come and protect us here in the last, 7 to 10 days of the season, possibly. I feel like he has a greater mission ahead, possibly.
Yes. Who are you saying is the threat to us?
Could be Paulie.
Could be. Yeah. I mean, if Lolo Jones is ever coming for us, then don't expect Joey Lawrence to be any help.
Oh, yeah. No, he's off of that train.
Yeah. What do you think about the interview that Joey Lawrence ended up doing with Julie Chen the other night?
Okay. I'm going to give a shocking assessment and call it a two oofer.
Two oofer.
I know a lot of people were riding it as a three foo for sure. But that was the classic fake, I'm turning it on, sycophant Joey Lawrence. I've been a performer all my life, and I'm going to get in front of Julie, and I'm going to razzle-dazzle him. Bad news. Julie doesn't have any clout at CBS anymore. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, Joey. I feel like I've seen Mario Lopez do this shtick a couple times before, where it's like they're very particular and fussy, but they've been in the industry so long, it's just like, boom, turn it on at a dime, I'm performing now. So I did not think it was authentic. I feel like he probably pre-canned that, and that was his bathroom stuff from the night before. He probably practiced.
Is that what he's doing? He's rehearsing in the mirror?
Yeah. Okay. You know, you need Unique New York. He's doing warm-ups, getting his voice ready.
Eric, so you and I have been discussing this all season long about how many times will we end up hearing Joey Lawrence's signature phrase on Celebrity Big Brother? This is from another Amanda. Did either of you predict a whoa from the announcer? How about this from the intro?
Joey, you are evicted from the Big Brother house.
All right.
Whoa! I love the inflection he uses.
That brings us up to a total of three woes for the season since our bet.
Plainly lost. Whoa. By Price is Right rules, we both went over.
Well,
you
still
were
the
much,
finale.
Much closer. So what do I owe you for this? This is bad news for me.
Okay, well, maybe we'll go double or nothing somewhere.
Right. I will say people should know, and maybe the celebrities don't know this. You do not go against Big Brother production. That is one of the number one rules of Big Brother. Big Brother 101. It's like the time that Amber Siavich was anti-Semitic, and then the next 10 segments about her, not good segments, right? Mm-hmm. If Joey had just given us one woe, he wouldn't be trolled like this, right? But
whoa,
the announcer, his castmates, everyone had to fill in the woes for him. Come on, Joey. You know better than this.
Yes, we're overwoed at this point. Okay. All right. So when Joey did his big interview in the house, he talked a lot about Lolo Jones, how he was frightened by Lolo Jones. Lolo had a rough weekend in the house. Eric, let's talk a little bit about Lolo. This is a question from Liquid 8D. on Twitter, the maker of the great BB Viewer, says, if Lolo goes crazy on someone in the Big Brother house, but the feeds are down, did it really happen? It's a very zen question.
I don't know. Big Brother celebrity tells me it did not.
Yes.
But then the conversations we hear imply that it may have. So it's a very tricky situation. I have dated several Lolos in my day.
Whoa.
People who do not like to be wrong, get angry when they are wrong, act like victims when they are wrong. It's a real tough guy picking Dina in the veto competition to go head to head with. Classic bully syndrome from Lolo. And if you push back against a bully, normally the bully sort of collapses under that. I would love to see the Lolo Jones dating show.
Yeah, well, that's a great point, Eric, because that leads us to our next question from Sulcom Mally. What are your thoughts on having Lolo as the next Bachelorette? Now, I know you just got done watching The Bachelor. Could Lolo work at the center of a dating show?
This is too good to pass up. Somebody get ABC on the horn. She was on Dancing with the Stars. Sometimes they go Bachelor to Dancing with the Stars. Why can't we go Dancing with the Stars to Bachelor? She's had such iconic runs on the challenge, Dancing with the Stars, Big Brother. She came out of it looking so good on all of them, smelling like roses. Why can't she hand out the roses? And we know ABC loves a good virgin as their lead.
Yes.
They let us know that consistently. And how great would it be to just see her berating 30 men for an entire season? Now, I would love it.
Eric, you are much more acquainted with the Bachelor franchise than I am. Does the Bachelorette typically fight with the men? Aren't we missing a lot of conflict here by putting Lolo at the center of all this, where the men are vying for her? Isn't the better opportunity to have Lolo Jones as one of the women competing for said Bachelor?
Yeah, that would meet traditional wisdom positively. But these shows have been on for, you know, 15, 20 years now, Rob. We need to have the next innovation in the show. Why not have the person who's fighting with everyone be at the center of all of it? Even better. That way she can just fight with the man one by one as she eliminates them. You piece of, you know what, you are out of here. No ropes for you, you lying, misogynistic son of a gun. It would be amazing.
Yeah.
She could have Natalie Eva Maria is like her, like, sidekick.
Advisor, right.
Times in, right? Like her consigliere or something. It'd be perfect. Right.
Okay. Then, Eric, another Lolo question. JF says, with all this fighting and negativity going on in both sides, inside the house and outside the house, how do you keep continuing to feed the positive, Eric?
Well, first, you got to let go of the negative. That's the key part of all this. And the great news is last night we had someone who shows us what it looks like and how great your career could be if you just literally stay crushing it for 5-6 decades. So we do have people to look up to, but I do agree things have gone a little negative and we always want to be feeding the positive here at the Winner of Stein. So I think what may be good is if we were to find a positivity charity and forget the badminton match. I canceled that. All right. What if we do Swaggy versus Lolo one-on-one hurdling?
Eric, nope. Nope.
Okay. No. Wait. What if Lolo spoils things about Big Brother Canada from a secret Twitter account?
Oh, all right. Okay. That's interesting. I like that. Okay. Eric, you mentioned it. Okay. Let's start to talk about, we heard from another one of our great listeners, hashtag Winter of Stein to get your comments into the show. This is Mike says, it's so exciting to see Paulie's idol on the show last night. Nobody has stayed crushing it more than Gallagher.
Stay crushing it.
Yes. And this is Frank says, Eric, my man. Man, smash JC's meat sauce. Hashtag.
All right. First question. Who'd be more apt to leave the other a cameo? Gallagher to Paulie or Paulie to Gallagher? And who's more apt to know who the other one is?
Yeah, well, does Gallagher know who Paulie Calafiore is? You know, I don't think that Paulie or any of the Calafiores would be familiar with the work of Gallagher. Most of the things that he smashes are produce. Perhaps if he was working more with things like meat,
bread for this,
Different things, you know.
This is a damn good steak. This thing is cooked to perfection, and I'm all about it because these biceps ain't gonna feed themselves. So your boy needs his meat.
Yeah.
Human beings aren't meant to be monogamous. I like to smash all the ladies.
And I also like to smash the faces of podcasters as well.
What are they ever gonna be when they don't have me to talk about yeah. anymore?
But is there any chance that Gallagher watches Big Brother? Well, he's on Big Brother. So I guess maybe is it possible that Gallagher is a Big Brother fan?
I'm going to go into what I envision the casting room looks like for this yes. situation.
Okay? Tell us how this came to be, Eric.
Right. All right. First, somebody gets Sinbad on the phone. I've got a segment for him. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next. That's a pass. I'm sorry. Is Don Rickles still alive? Has anyone heard from Tom Green lately? Oh, wait. You mean in the house already?
Yeah.
I heard Louis C.K. is available. Nope. Okay,
nope.
That's not going to work. Okay. Who else do we got? We got, can't have Carrot Top. Anybody. And then, lo and behold, strapped with his weight belt around his stomach.
Yeah.
Disguised as a mic pack. In comes the tattooed. What are the belly shirts called? Whatever it is that he's donning for yeah. the situation. He's dressed like the guy who's on the Cookie Crisp cereal box.
Yeah, he does look like that. He just escaped from Shawshank between.
And then at a last ditch, they were like, "Does anyone know what BB Rexa is doing tonight?" And then I wondered if Gallagher will be the soundtrack of a blossoming relationship like BB Rexa was over last summer. You know, maybe
between Tom and Kato. Yeah.
We played at the wedding of a very not boring couple, possibly.
I was so happy to see Gallagher, my favorite artist, here in the house. So
I did a bus and truck tour with him.
All right, Eric. But was Gallagher in the mix for Celebrity Big Brother? Was this like a consolation prize?
I did look into the life and times of Gallagher after the show, and from what I
think, it's a crazy story. Gallagher, put that on the wheel. Rise and fall of Gallagher.
Yes. I don't think he was in consideration for the series. He seemed like a potential health risk, possibly. I feel like this may have been like his last big moment.
Yeah. Eric, did you get to the part in the Gallagher story when he sold his act to his brother, who then was going around doing the Gallagher routine as Gallagher 2?
Oof. That's rough. How would you feel if your brother started a podcast?
It'd be if I sold the podcast to my brother.
Yeah, but it hurt. It hurt, right? Gallagher, he realized immediately what he had done. I mean, what was the I did read that he had a bankruptcy issue, and then his manager released a statement and said, if only we were all lucky enough to be as broke as Gallagher, we'd be just fine. So it seems like he was trying to cop a public persona of falling on tough times, but was secretly hiding a nest egg of wealth.
Mm, yeah. What's inside those watermelons, those coconuts?
Not for nothing. This man is not 105 years old. So I do wonder why he feels like he can no longer break through a piece of fruit with a mallet. Why did this need to be quartered for him prior to him hitting it? That made me the saddest of all.
All right. Well, let's go through the Gallagher routine. And so Gallagher comes out, and it's rough. You know, Tom Green and Kato are excited to see Gallagher. Nobody else has any idea who this person is.
Yeah. Do you think it's possible that Kato ever stayed with Gallagher before?
He does have a lot of weapons around the house. It's possible. It's possible. And Gallagher, some would say, may have lost a couple of miles off the fastball, Eric. Is that fair to say? Let's listen to some of Gallagher's greatest hits from last night.
Yes! What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
Oh, no. This actually happened to me on my season. I never like to wax poetic about the good old days. But one day I woke up. I was asleep in the HOH room. Mm-hmm. And I was awoken to find a little person with the Flava Flav style clock spouting idioms around the house.
Yes, go on.
But the thing is,
was it Flavor Flav?
It was not. I wish I would have been. With my Brigitte Nielsen collection and connection and whatever. Now I'm speaking like a.
What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
Wait, is that, was it possible that this was actually Johnny Mack in stage makeup?
What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
I'm here today with Judas, promoting my one-on-one badminton game with Eric.
No.
Just say these lines, Johnny. Anyway.
Hey, kids, you know that fruit is a lot better than candy? I was in the diary room talking to his watermelon, and it said, please don't smash me.
But nonetheless... So the little person got his lines bungled, okay? Mm-hmm. And I could tell that this was a part of a competition of some sort. And I was getting genuinely upset because I knew the expressions he was trying to say, but he wasn't saying them properly. So I was all in my own head and I was like, is this the Big Brother version of these expressions? Am I supposed to learn them the wrong way? Or did this guy not learn his lines properly? So eventually they cut the cameras and I shook them down and I was like, listen, man. Tell me exactly what they told you to say, because I'm about to be asked questions about this and $500,000 are on the line. And wouldn't you know it, this man had his lines written on the back of his novelty size Flava Flav clock. And he just handed me the clock so I could read what he was supposed to say.
Oh, so this was like a competition where they sent people.
It was just like Gallagher's appearance in the house.
Yes.
And he was just as incoherent as him. But when the feeds cut, he allowed me to read what he was supposed to say so I could at least make something of the gibberish that he had been spouting around the house.
Yes. What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
Okay, so Gallagher is going through his things and then he's taking out a different mallet. He gets to that, these people in the Big Brother house, they are on TV constantly and they need to look their best. Gallagher not following the advice he's giving out, but he says that the people that are playing the game, they need to look great in the Big Brother house.
You need a fresh face. So I've got a face cream for you. Here comes, I'm gonna cream your face.
This is not the first time that you and I have heard about this. We once heard about Jose's upcoming project that also was going to shoot facial creams upon people.
I'm gonna cream your face!
Is Gallagher improvising here? Did they rehearse this? Is Gallagher...
Did he have an earpiece in, do you think?
I don't know. It would be hard to tell because of the long flowing white hair. But I don't know. I don't know if... Did the censors get to hear Gallagher's routine before he went out there?
Yeah, he's really doing some blue comedy. It's rough, eh?
This episode was on in the 9 o'clock hour, Eric. This was not.
That's right. They had to save the real cutting edge segments for the later hour.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we can't have Gallagher the first week. Bring in Gallagher week two when we're on tougher competition, 9 p.m.
Was Gilbert Gottfried?
Cream your face!
How can we have him back for the OTF over the summer? Yeah. It's spitting watermelons on him.
That would be good.
What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
All right.
That's really what they've all been saying. That's basically what Joey's been saying in his post interviews. What a life I led in the Big Brother house.
All right.
I like how they asked him point blank, like, did you have fun this summer? And Joey's like, no,
yeah.
I did not.
Fun?
Not so much fun being berated by a national hero like Lolo Jones.
Okay. And then, Eric, we get to Gallagher's trademark signature bit, smashing the quartered watermelon.
Yes. What he's well known for. Now, do you think that this was like, just like they brought in Tori Spelling for Adam Pock, do you think that someone, Tom Green specifically, is said on his application, my hero is Gallagher, and they brought him in just for that iconic reaction?
That they could get him?
Yeah,
was like, Gallagher on like book cameo for like $75 and then they ended up just like, oh, we can just bring him in?
I don't know how they got a hold of this man. It seems like if you told me he was living in a cave for the last 30 years, I would believe you.
Yeah.
It's not like someone, like maybe they aged him possibly to get a hold of him. Maybe they reached out to his brother possibly on social media.
But maybe this was Gallagher 2. Do we know this was Gallagher 1?
We're going to have to hire Sherlock Tom Investigation to get to the bottom of this.
The murder mystery. Yeah. So we get to the signature trademark bit for Gallagher. And here is Gallagher going to smash some watermelons.
What will Slendromatic do for your melons? It'll firm them up.
Yeah.
What will Sledge-O-Matic do for your melons, Eric? It will firm them up. Now, not for anything, and far be it from me to nitpick Gallagher, but isn't he doing quite the opposite of firming up the melons?
Yeah, I also wonder, what do you think the change of mallet was halfway through? Is that the second one was the only one that could get through the quarter melon?
I wonder if maybe Gallagher in his, experienced state could only swing the heavy mallet for so long that they had to go to, he said, here's a kid's mallet.
I feel like in order to get to the bottom of what a mallet to the melons looks like, we would potentially have to maybe check in with the Virgin King, possibly some of the victims of the ball smashers.
I don't know.
Because I don't know. I don't know. Most people don't bounce back from that.
No. But I know Gallagher wants to say it'll firm up your melons, but he's actually smashing and flattening the melons.
Who do you think would have been a bigger pull, him or Yakov Smirnoff?
Maybe Yakov Smirnoff had a higher high circa like 1988, but...
Yeah, I don't know. There could have been some good, if he was still there when the Mooch was there, he could have had some good in Soviet Russia jokes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Could have been nice.
Could have been good. But you know, yeah, Gallagher's really been around for 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
If not more. Longer. Yeah. If not longer. So, all right. Anything else on Gallagher, Eric?
You need a fresh face. So I've got a face cream for you. Here comes, I'm going to cream your face.
I mean, is this what was going on? Has he been there all summer? Was this the bathroom stuff, possibly?
Oh, is that what?
So he would disappear for 45 minutes, come back with a fresh face
to go cream
face
his
from
face.
Gallagher.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a possibility. I did hear some questions on the Twitter machine that was wondering what exactly was going on in his midsection area.
Yeah, you know, I did think so.
Your elastic pants or something.
Yeah, so I think that if I had to guess, that I feel like that maybe he had his mic pack. I don't know. He's like because when he goes up to do the swing the mallet, like his shirt was coming up a little bit, and you could see his stomach, and it looked like he had some sort of a elastic band, maybe. Gallagher has a hernia. Maybe he maybe it's some sort of a Spanx type material, like a girdle, or maybe it could have been just like on Survivor when they use that to hold your mic pack in place.
interesting. I wonder if, as a huge Big Brother fan, like he obviously is, mm-hmm. if he knows that they often cast to show some skin. So he was just trying to give the audience what they want, you know?
Maybe.
I have the distinction of being one of the only people in show history specifically told to go back in the house and put a shirt on for the cast.
Yes.
But maybe Gallagher was doing the opposite. He's like, hey, I'm not going to give him the full Monty. You know, especially there was a scandal in Super Bowl about why could Adam Levine show mm-hmm. his nipples but not Janet Jackson. So maybe he didn't want to go all the way with the wardrobe malfunction, but he's like, I'll just wear something short. So, oops, I accidentally showed some skin.
Oof. Eric, what do you think about last night when the house guest asked Julie Chen for the result of the Super Bowl? And she's like, you almost got me. Yeah. Not gonna say anything.
She was all in. And then they were like, Julie, what the? You can't do that. And she's like, oh, right. Sorry about that.
Okay. Eric, so I have a question for you now. I'll give you an option here. We haven't done this before. I've got two questions for you. You can pick which one you want to answer. Whoa. Okay. This is choice A. This comes to us from, the Nick That Sucks. Mm. Please provide a top five list of guests, from the BB house that you'd want Gallagher to smash. Or do you want B, Matt Liguori's question, which is, please provide a top five list of things in your home that you would want Gallagher to smash. Which top five list would you like to give us?
These are both such excellent questions that I say what we do is we just go crazy here, mix and match them, and we just go back and forth, be it things or guests from the Big Brother house or things in our own home that we'd like to smash. I think we could riff on this for a while. Okay. I'm going to start.
Go for it.
Unlike some of the LFC, I personally, I'm not a pea guy. So if I could get a hold of some frozen peas, I'm never putting that with my pork or lamb chops. I will smash a bag of frozen peas any day.
Very good. Very good. What would I smash from my house? I feel like a lot of Legos that I have around here.
Those are dangerous. Very, very dangerous.
We have way too many. Go ahead.
My fantasy football league has inspired by that as a scenario. Two guys bet against each other that they would spill out a floor full of Legos and have to walk across them for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's
a serious league. All right. I would like to smash anytime that Detective Derek Levasseur comes into the house and recaps what he's seen in the house. Don't like those segments very much.
Do you think that we will have Sherlock Tom Green in his place in the future?
Yes. But you know, he'll be like in a full monocle. He'll have a Newsies cap, some knickers on.
Yes.
He'll be full exploration. I think that's nice. That's nice. That I will not smash. Also, maybe one of Paulie's pies, you know, not for nothing. There was a lot of pies there. I think we could stand to lose one. I'd also like to smash my foam finger that I bought at the one-on-one game because I feel like I don't want that souvenir anymore. It's tarnished. Yeah.
I'd like to smash some of the random Twitter accounts that yell at me for things that I don't even know what they're talking about. Sometimes I get a tweet and it takes me 10 minutes to even figure out what this person is mad at me for.
I would like to smash my Roomba. I feel like it does not do a very good job of getting the crumbs and often gets stuck under the couch or the TV entertainment center. And I feel like ultimately, if I have to keep getting up and redirecting it, it would probably just be easier to take the vacuum out myself.
Okay. Eric, anything else you want to, or you want to stay crushing it?
Yeah, Gallagher, my man.
Stay crushing it.
Okay, let's keep going. We got more stuff to get to here in the winter of Stein. Let's take a question here from our own Mike Bloom. Says, in honor of the talk of Gallagher on CBB3, is there value in casting an entire season of washed up stand ups? Gallagher versus Carrot Top versus Andrew Dice Clay sounds appealing. Now, do we know if Andrew Dice Clay hosted the HOH competition?
I did hear that he was in the house. I heard something about Dice in the house last night. That's right. That's right.
It was,
right after him. Exactly. Yeah, well, we have seen Lisa Lampanelli on The Apprentice before. Yeah. We know
and she was good.
Griffin is looking for work. She got ready for a takeover once upon a time. So she'd be in on this. We know Margaret Cho.
Yes.
We don't know Margaret Cho may or may not have been under a mask performing some vocals recently. I think we can cast this pretty easily.
Yeah. I mean, there's no more last comic standing. Why don't we just get all of the like comic house and then play, have
it's
them play Big Brother?
The last comic standing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if the whole season was an endurance comp? You know, and we have these older stand-up comedians and it's quite literally, this would be actually a good like viral video. The last comic standing. It's just them standing there until they tip over one by one. I think we could be on to something. You know, I think what would be though,
don't put your money on Gallagher.
Yeah, help us feel the positive for sure, because it's there's been some tense times in the BB house this week, right? And I feel like this could be the solution to finally just, you know, having some fun in the house. Fun.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Look, Tom Green's been really good on the show. So you got a lot of comics and comedians to get in there. Maybe instead of comedians in cars getting coffee, maybe they could just go and
comedians get in a house lamenting where it all went wrong.
Okay.
And, you know, has Tom Green been that good or is it just a low bar?
It's a low bar, Eric. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about our next subject here today. The Melissa Bot, who was recently featured with tweets on Big Brother Celebrity. What would the Winter of Stein magazine front page look like, Eric? If you had a winter...
This is one of a Big Brother icon right here.
Yes. If you had a were the publisher of a Winter of Stein magazine, what would be on the cover this month?
I think it would be like me in an avalanche of snow getting buried. And you see like my arm reaching for the sun. I wish it were summer again, possibly. The Winter of Stein isn't connecting in the same way as the Summer of Stein. Can I make my way back?
Yeah.
Now, more cameos next summer.
It's not necessarily like a calendar. I don't know if it necessarily needs to be, but it is called Winter of Stein magazine. Yeah. Is it like the periodical version of this podcast? Like, is it like sort of like the things that we're covering now and what would be on the cover? Or is it actually about your winter?
Yeah, well, I do feel like, right, we'd probably have like an interview with Bathman or something along those lines, right? So I think it would be more of a written representation of what we're seeing before us. But what that is a whole other question.
Right. Can you think of like what are some of like the just shoot me esque like taglines that would be for different features in the Winter of Stein magazine?
Just shoot me.
Just shoot me.
Exactly right.
Okay. Yeah, it's the hammer and the is that a grapefruit?
It's a blood orange. I thought it would have more visual impact, but I just ruined my laptop. So this will be the one and only final Winter of Stein. I have to daintily mop it off with a paper towel. Excuse me.
Okay. All right. While Eric is doing that, let's keep with the theme of talking about the Big Brother magazines, because last night we were treated to a contest for the power of, last week's HOH competition, which was about looking at magazine covers. And I thought it might be fun to go back and Eric and I to take a look at some of these different periodicals, which Tom Green was trying to hawk in a fake subway station to people. And then maybe imagine what some of the things that are going on in these magazines actually are. So
I'd imagine that they didn't even want to pay the cartoonist to do the superheroes.
Right.
And that they didn't even bother with the witticism of the movie posters.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a look at some of the highlights from last night. And why don't we start off with a magazine simply titled B, Big Brother magazine, and it's a picture of Kato Kaelin with Dina Lohan hugging him from behind. Exclusive. Stars describe what it's like to live in the Big Brother house. And I have to say, what a life. What a life it must be.
Yes. What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
What is going on in this magazine? What type of magazine is this?
I feel like this is a send up perhaps of a lifestyle magazine like O Magazine. But then the Big Brother house itself, or Julie or the Watchful Eye, should probably be on the cover. So this tells me that we're going into salacious territory. This is perhaps more like a tabloid magazine, possibly. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't know better, this seems to be insinuating that there may be some sort of a love connection going on here.
Yes. And when they describe what it's like to live in the Big Brother house, is there like a scandal of like what it's actually like to live there? Like, oh, you wouldn't even believe what they do to us in the Big Brother house. What really goes on there when they turn the cameras off?
I'd love to actually read like an ongoing journal of thoughts that one of these celebrities was having during this experience. Mm. Just dressed up like a hot dog. My career is ruined. Now, I wonder, this is not even far-fetched to envision. I think we will be getting the like BuzzFeed article of like from house guest to house guest, the Kato Kaelin story.
Yes.
But I mean, ultimately, what's he going to say about this? Well, no murders other than a few career suicides took place in this house.
Okay. Eric, let's talk about this magazine. It's called Pawn Magazine. It features Anthony Scaramucci in three different versions around the chessboard. The best new chess moves. Eric, is this the real or the Big Brother life equivalent of Chess Boy Magazine?
Is this possible that one of these is Mark Paul Gosselaar as Zach Morris as Anthony Scaramucci? Skrichnovich, you're too good.
Is Scaramucci the centerfold of this Chess Boy magazine?
Yeah, I think so. This is definitely like there's going to be some sexy photos with him in a rook when you open the pages of this one.
Hey, by the way, does Gallagher wear Screech's beret? His famous beret?
So you think he might actually be? Maybe he was the actual originator of Screech's secret sauce, but he sold it to Screech.
Sold it to JC.
It's a like a beef sauce, only Gallagher made the watermelon sauce.
Why is Anthony Scaramucci on the cover of Pawn Magazine?
Yeah, he would never be a pawn. This is a king in his own right here.
Is he pawning something?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
like a theory that he's a big twist?
Yeah, yes. Hey, that's perfect. We're going to pawn off the fact that I wasn't leaving for Switzerland after 5 days.
Okay. Another one of these magazines. Okay. I'm really not sure what this is. This is BB Magazine. Ricky Williams is on the cover. He's like kind of making a muscle. Ricky Williams, my method, have fun playing the game.
It's very similar to Lolo's inability to flex her 20-second pose like this. I've never seen someone flex like that before. I've also never seen someone flex after winning a POV.
Yeah.
But I wonder, is he having fun playing the game? He didn't seem to be enjoying Gallagher.
He did not want to be part of Team Fun.
Yeah, he was trying to connect with the outside world, desperately searching for his wife in the audience.
Right.
This does not seem to fit him. Also, this is a particularly unflattering photo of Ricky Williams.
Could we not get a High Times magazine approved by the Big Brother censors who let Gallagher through?
Yeah, but what even is this?
I don't know.
I mean, this is a parody of. It's like they were getting to the end of the night and they're like, I don't have any more titles. Just write BB on top.
It's just BB Magazine with Ricky Williams. Okay. How about this one? We got Diary Digest. And here's Lolo. She looks like that she has just been throat punched here by Tamar Braxton. And then Kato Kaelin is in the background.
Oh, wait a minute. It says Lolo got more than she bargained for.
Yes.
You have Cato here. So is it possible that this is actually a typo and that after his tummy hurty and then he got it massaged out of him by Ricky, is it possible that this is actually intended to be diarrhea digest? Oh, I'm sorry. I had to.
Oh, no. No, but Eric, let's move right past that. That Cato Kalin, it says, Cato is haunted by dreams of marshmallows, ? And then underneath, there's text that says, where's my pillows? And this is so bizarre. Why is Cato Kalin having dreams where he's haunted by marshmallows? And the only thing I know about Cato's pillows...
20 days, you really get to know someone you're bunking next to. We slept together.
I didn't ask that, Cato.
Well, no, there was this...
We were bunkmates.
We had it with the one time in the HOH. You put pillows between us, and I had...
The internet saw it, too.
Yeah, you saw that.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
First of all, why was Julie so quick to get so defensive about that? I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
You were college roommates. So this is confusing. Does he think that Tom Green is a marshmallow? Did he put a barrier of marshmallows between them to sleep at night? And where does Lolo play into this?
She got more than she bargained for. I don't know.
Yeah. You're disgusting, Cato. You're not a real man. Yeah. You're a piece of dairy.
Marshmallow.
Yeah, marshmallow.
Okay, that's Diary Digest. Not going to pick up that one. Is it Dairy Digest? Is that possible?
I think it's all telling one harrowing tale.
Yeah, okay. All right. Then, Eric, this one might be my favorite. Here's Ricky Williams, that he's the cover boy for the magazine Ride or Die.
I remember all my ride or dies from the beginning. I see who flip-flops. I see who comes back when the times are good. I see who leaves when the times are bad.
Best biking brands to buy outside the Big Brother house. Ride or Die magazine.
I will give a personalized tweet to anyone who takes the 15 seconds to Photoshop Paulie's face onto this magazine.
I remember all my ride or dies from the beginning. I see who flip-flops. I see who comes back when the times are good. I see who leaves when the times are bad.
Yeah.
I wonder, are producers tuning into this podcast for inspiration? Because this episode had a true ride or die in Ricky Williams and Gallagher stay crushing it.
Yeah.
All in one episode.
It might just be that Paulie is so iconic that everybody wants to get in on it.
He is the best. This is a treat. Although there are unfortunately some flip-floppers in Ricky's midst, so he needs to be careful.
Yes. Okay. Be careful. And Ricky Williams has no leg also.
I don't also understand what in the world does it, just having nothing to do with this, what does he have to do with biking whatsoever?
I think they really wanted to work ride or die in there. I don't think what it came down to. Okay. And then I think the last one. We're back to another issue of Diary Digest. This is one with Dina Lohan on the cover. And Dina is excited to share the Big Brother house.
This is just like a list of shout outs inside. It's like to Allie Girl, Lindsay, Michael, just going on and on. Each page is just and then you wouldn't believe the acting gig they booked. I mean, I think she's been the least salacious person to ever step foot in the entire house. I mean, oof, what a dud. And what a great winner she will be.
All right, hold on. We'll come back. We're going to come back to that. Eric, so this week on CBS, not only are we watching a lot of Celebrity Big Brother, also CBS, home of Super Bowl 53. What an epic, memorable night that was, and Maroon 5 halftime show as well to boot. But the question from Will Hatch, Eric, what would your act for the world's best be? Did you catch the, I know you've watched 800 different reality TV seasons, the world's best kicked off after the Super Bowl, featuring a wide variety of acts.
I recently got consent to sign off on Chopped, America's Most Wanted, and Cops as unscripted programming. And that added about an additional 70 seasons in there. So I'm starting my march to 1,000 and I need as many as I can get. And the premiere of World's Best did make the cut.
Yes.
I would have to say if I had to bring an act or skill to that, it would probably be the World's Best napper, possibly. Mm-hmm. Could be good. I'm solid at taking a couple of drinks and seeming like I'm still sober. That's pretty good.
That is impressive.
I'm pretty solid at staying crushing it. But I don't know that I would get the proper amount of points that I'd need to advance in the competition necessarily. I do feel
Can you explain the format to people? Because I watched it and I was very confused at how this works.
Sure, sure. So we've been hearing all week about the major innovation. You see, I liked the show more the first time when I watched it and it was called America's Got Talent.
Yes.
I've been hearing about the major difference. The Wall of the World, which interestingly enough, had former WWE...
The walls are hot right now.
Which was surprising. I'm not sure what country he was representing, being that he's plainly American. But
guess who was that on the wall?
Rikishi Fatu.
Oh.
The originator of the stink face back in the Attitude era of the WWE. Surprised to see him there as a strange booking.
Yeah.
So allegedly, they would be represented by this wall of various expertise from around the world. We kind of saw this on Netflix's The Final Table. Oh, we're going for a sort of global feel to this, right? But then I was really surprised to find out that the three American judges represented an equal amount of points as the 50 worldwide.
Yes.
Judges.
And
equitable to me.
And that judging panel was RuPaul, Drew Barrymore, and Faith Hill. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's a very wide spectrum of talent that they're representing.
All you know, over the map.
All the people from the world, it's like iconic German juggler. You know, like it's like these very niche sort of skills. But mm-hmm. the U.S. panel seemed to be less skilled, perhaps.
Eric,
or more on-the-nose traditional reality talent skills.
Okay, so first thing, do you know what your talent would be?
I don't honestly have a lot. I'm a relatively mediocre bowler like Tyler was. I'm a decent karaoke singer. But I don't know. I can't see myself as taking home the crown. So I think probably what I would try and do is buy the rights to Gallagher's act from Gallagher 2. And win at Gallagher.
Yes, you've already got the blood orange.
Yes, or possibly I could do a ventriloquist act with Baby Dino the dog. Possibly,
maybe.
Where he puts his paw up my back and controls me.
That would be very impressive. A couple of takeaways that I had. Realized that James Corden seems a lot less funny without celebrities doing karaoke.
Yes.
Seems like
it reminded me he shriveled back up to the baker from Into the Woods, which he previously was.
There was one act that really did catch my attention from the premiere of The World's Best. Eric, did you happen to see a Australian man who goes by the name of Shark Boy?
I did. But please remind me of all the glory of Shark Boy.
So if anybody missed The World's Best after the Super Bowl, there was a young man named Shark Boy. And Shark Boy came out with a large neon tube, a la a lightsaber from Star Wars. And this is what Shark Boy, in front of a, you know, a national audience following the Super Bowl, proposed that he was about to do.
I've attached a small microphone to the tip. You'll hear my gag reflex opening, my internals working, and my heart beating. Do we have to?
Now, didn't
about
he...
about to get official.
Yeah. Did he rip off Jose?
Yes. This is a lawsuit in the making.
Yeah.
Not for nothing. I mean, it probably literally is a glass house style lawsuit in the making. That's neither here nor there. I have heard that format before.
Mm.
It's very, very interesting. And, you know, I was not happy with the judges critique of this act. This was mighty impressive to me.
It was impressive. Yeah.
I mean, if I found someone who had those sort of abilities,
marry them.
To ingest, you know, that style of object and you could hear their gag reflexes and so forth, I feel like I'd be mighty impressed by that, honestly.
Eric, he went on to then he swallowed a sword holding up two kegs.
Hmm.
And then finally, yes.
Like what was that? What was happening there? It's like, I don't know. I'm going to swallow a sword and bench press two kegs. Like what's the theme of that act?
They're crushing it.
Yeah. And then finally, Shark Boy had one final trick up his sleeve, which involved swallowing a number of swords at the same time.
A couple of years later, I had magnets inserted into my chest under the flesh.
As one does.
And as I suspected, it pulled the blades away from my heart, held all the swords tightly together. I managed to swallow 19 swords. It's real. I can wiggle them around for you.
Well, not since the frozen yogurt challenge of Big Brother 15 have we seen such a compelling spectacle on CBS.
Maybe we should start the petition for Shark Boy on TKO or Candy Crush, possibly. And he does it with the swords in his mouth. I'm wondering if I'd be able to swallow this whole thing. Right,
well,
now.
Let give it a go.
You know what? I was gonna do it just for the comedy, but I thought of the gifs that would follow. Thankfully, stopped myself in the nick of time. I was just in Iceland though, and I sampled some shark, and boy, it wasn't good.
Boy, it was not good.
they tell you that you can't eat it raw, that it's toxic that way, so they let it ferment in a hole or something. Yeah. Along those lines. It's not good. Not good. Don't have that.
Yeah, not.
I actually would wonder if eating shark or eating a sword is worse, actually.
Whoa.
All right, Eric, let's check in with a few more questions from our listeners.
How do you rank the world's best against TKO and Candy Crush? Just sorry to interrupt.
Well, the world's best, I don't
know. It's a little gimmicky to me.
I don't know. It's like
a lot of sob stories.
A lot of sob stories. Like a lot of these acts, like, you know, they had like, oh, here's like a million guys like breaking boards, like. What do you do with that? What is that? Like, other than, you know, you make a kung fu video. I mean, how many people are going to go buy a ticket to go watch that?
Is there anyone in the history of Big Brother who had even a singular talent that we could send to represent us on the world's best?
Yes. Right. Ian Terry kicking himself in the head.
Yes.
Put that through.
I think that could eke past 75 points.
We already mentioned Gina Marie eating the frozen yogurt. And yeah, what else?
She was in cahoots with Shark Boy. No, I think those are the two most impressive things I've seen on the show, for sure. I guess they could do a really long act. You know, Britney can kick 2,500 goals, possibly.
Maybe.
Like, cut back from the commercial break. No, and that's 18. 19.
Yeah. And we could get like, you know, JC does backflips off the couch. So there's a lot of impressive talent that goes into the Big Brother house.
Oh, yeah. He has like a buddy act with the Minion.
Right.
Nice. I feel like there is probably some potential here. Also, this has nothing to do with what we're presently talking about, but now that I'm thinking about past house guests, how do you think Kato and Tom rank up with, you know, the Hitmen and other iconic duos from the Big House? You think that they have taken their place in the pantheon of
duos? Yeah, Will and Boogie
together in the house.
Yeah. So do they get to retain Team Fun? I know they brought other people into it, but when we think of Team Fun 6 months from now, will it just be Tom and Kato?
Well,
like,
I think
it's like a divorce. Like, who gets to keep the name?
Some brand confusion. I think it'll be Tom and Kato, but then I see the digital series in which they are competing against the original Amazing Race Team Fun for naming.
Yeah, and that's could be.
And they what's were old a is lot new. Of fun. Yeah. A lot of fun, that team. So It's going to be a close one.
Okay. All right. Eric, okay, some more questions from our listeners. Andy McIntyre wants to know, are we on an inevitable trajectory towards a Dina Lohan win, Eric? So you're buying this?
Well, you have to remind me how this worked. Like, 8-10 people make it to the finale, and then just one person chooses who to bring, right?
All right.
Because here's the thing. Dina seems apt to win a vote, sure. But you'd have to imagine that people know that they don't want to be sitting against her, and the likelihood of her winning the final challenge and being the decision maker seems small. So this does actually feel like a pretty small likelihood.
So if I had to guess, so just to give you the rundown on what the rest of the schedule looks like. So then there's no eviction Thursday. I have double eviction Friday, and that'll get us down to 5. And then if they do another eviction on Monday night, that'll get us down to 4 going into the finale instead of 5 going into the finale like last season.
All right.
And somebody could quit, you know.
Yeah. No, I don't think she's going to win. I feel like this is probably looking like a Candy win, maybe I'm feeling, which is in similar spirit to a Dina win.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, though,
it's the less oofy Dina win.
Right. There's only like so many evictions and moments still left. So you do actually wonder if there's just simply even enough evictions to go around to get rid of all of Natalie, Lolo, Ricky, Tom. And if one of them's sitting there, do they win or do people lash out? It's a little tough to ascertain. I actually could get on board with a Tamar Josh Martinez style, you know, just very volatile from get go, but that's our lovable Tamar right there, you know?
Okay.
And that twist really paid out almost as well as the power apps. That was a good one.
Eric, speaking of Tamar, Michelle Mabel says, Tamar has a lucky wig, apparently. Do either of you have a lucky item that you use? Plaid shirt, Dino the dog. Eric, do you have a lucky item?
I don't. I have several unlucky items.
Everything.
Yeah. But I lucky item, no. Back, though, in 1994, very timely reference, when the New York Rangers were making a push towards the Stanley Cup, I noticed that they would score a goal every time I took a shower. And at first, I was angry that they would score and I would miss it every time. But then I realized, no, I'm controlling the actions yes. of the New York Rangers right now. So I showered incessantly throughout the playoffs during their run. And not once did I shower without them scoring a goal.
Okay, so Rangers fans are asking.
Is my lucky, yes, item, but it's not for my own life. It's for controlling sports outcomes from over 2 decades ago.
Okay, possibly. So and it was only in 1994.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've tried it again since, but to no avail.
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't think I have anything particularly lucky that I can think of.
Have like a blankie, possibly.
No, I don't have a blankie, you know. Not even
a lucky, like no lucky microphone. Like I wore this, I used this microphone on the day that I won the podcasting awards and the day I knocked at the park interviewing so-and-so, not even.
So I do have a lucky microphone. So I have talked into this microphone for all of the best podcasts that I've done, but I also talked into this microphone for the worst podcast that I've done. So it all sort of like balances out.
Yeah, I mean, you did talk into it on the day that you got to cover Gallagher. So if it wasn't lucky before, it is now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, I'm not a very lucky person in general. I think I won bingo at the Jewish Center once.
Yeah.
I think I won about a $35 prize and then spent it all on McDonald's. So that's about as far as my luck's gone.
Okay. This is a question from, went all the way back to, this question from, Michi. How would it have influenced the game strategically if all the celebrities would have worn masks and their identity was revealed after the eviction? Would Tom Green still be in the game despite his unicorn costume? Now, Eric, I pitched the idea on Twitter this weekend of what about a masked singer Super Bowl competition? situation where if it was, if instead of, hey, now here's Maroon 5, and everybody's like, oh, this stinks. What if it was masked Maroon 5? And then they're masked, they play, and then at the end of the performance, unmask. Oh, it was Maroon 5. Okay. Different feeling, right?
I like where your head's at. That did kind of happen because the Bumblebee did in fact perform America the Beautiful or whatever it was at the beginning of the Super Bowl. So it happened in reverse, an unmasked mass singer. But I will say I like where your head's at, and I wouldn't be surprised if we do see this because everyone loves to piggyback off of a successful television idea, but I think that this actually could benefit the game because, like in All-Star season, the celebrity seasons, they're sort of tainted by their pre-existing reputations and relationships, right? So would people treat an Olympic hero differently or a murder trial witness differently if they didn't know the source? And I think that this is actually a very fascinating point here. I would love to see a season in which you were only unmasked when you were sitting with Julie. How great would that be?
It would be great. It would
be great. Chaotic strategy this season. Who's under the mask? Whoa.
I don't know in practice, you know, how long people could keep the masks on. But I do like the masked Super Bowl performer. And then, you know, people get mad at people for, how could you perform at the Super Bowl halftime show? Then nobody's hitting you before you get there. And then nobody's hitting you while it's on, and like, oh, this person sucks. So then you get unmasked and it's a big reveal and it's a game.
Plus if like Tom Brady was wearing a mask, right? He loses his like air of invincibility, right? You could just be going against any quarterback at that point, right?
Right.
So does that change the psyche of his opponents at that point? Very fascinating. I like where you and Michi have combined to collaborate here.
But Eric, here's where I want to go with this. Okay. If we were going to now set up the, like, wipe everybody's brain, and now instead of Celebrity Big Brother, this cast was on The Masked Singer. We're taking our Celebrity Big Brother cast. They are The Masked Singer. What costumes are some of our standouts from this season wearing?
All right. First one that comes to mind, Kato would be a white Bronco.
He's a Bronco. Like,
Seems easy enough.
Okay. Put him in the Bronco. Okay. There you go.
Okay. I mean, The Masked Singer has given some pretty on the nose clues. Like,
yes,
there's one gentleman who is yet to be unmasked, and they just name check a dozen NSYNC songs, which seems to me to imply that it could be a member of NSYNC. So by that token, Ryan Lochte would probably be like an Olympic gold medal in a pool, possibly. He's a pool. And then, like, instead of guessing,
he wouldn't Michael be like a giant lock, maybe.
Like, yeah, like they. I feel like then the judges, because they like to like play along, like they don't know. You know, they'd be like, you know, could this be an Olympic basketball player? Is this in Lindsey Vonn, possibly? You know, just like I don't know. I just can't place it for some reason.
Yeah. What would Joey Lawrence be?
Blow dryer. I think Ricky Williams would probably just be like either a blunt or a cloud of smoke and singing Afro Man's Before I Got High. I'm actually here for this. The more we're talking about it,
I was going to win the power of veto.
Candy is just a piece of candy because it's like this housewife is sweet, and then he's just candy. Like, who could this possibly be? Is this Nene Leakes? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. So,
would this be Bethany Frankel? I just have no idea here.
Okay. lots of ideas for the masked house guests. Okay. Tender Taryn wants to know, what is Eric's stance on peas? We know you were going to smash them.
Yeah. Not a pea guy.
Not a pea guy.
You know, there's been one too many oof-tastic documentaries about that lately, and I don't want to be appearing on the next R. Kelly special. Not a pea guy. I misread that. I'm sorry. I'm confused. I don't like vegetables. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right.
Eric, I think that's about it.
I think it was about it about 45 minutes ago.
Got an email about when we're going to play basketball from one of the listeners. We're not doing that.
I mean, it would be you'd get a lot of bang for your buck, though, because I could see it taking us 6-7 days to score 21 points.
How about this, Eric? What if you and I play NBA Jam?
Yes, and Kiva can announce it.
Yes, okay. And then we'll live stream it. Live stream Rob versus Eric, NBA Jam, what year?
Probably about, what, 93? Yes. He's on fire.
Oh, wait, hold on. Would you be cheating if it was NBA Jam 94 and playing the game from the shower?
Oh, you finally caught what I was dangling for here.
With Patrick Ewing and John Starks.
That way I can get you back on the double or nothing for the woe bet. it's all coming full circle now.
All right. Do you have a Sega Genesis?
I think I actually do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. But maybe
I think we could be onto something here. I like where your head's at. Although, unfortunately, it would be us 1-on-1, but NBA Jam is played 2-on-2. So, you know, it's I mean, all the more for the fans to dig in on.
Okay. All right. Please welcome the stars of NBA Jam 94, Rob and Eric.
I will say this, though.
Hold on.
Yes. If we were to get any sponsors for this or any money, my talent fee is a flat $2,000 for this. Okay. So, you know.
My driver's bus expired my license 2 years ago.
Okay. All right, Eric. Anything else you want to say heading into the final week of Celebrity Big Brother 2?
I feel like that actually like encapsulates my life in recent years. My driver's bus expired my license 3 years ago. And here I am on the winter of time.
Here we are. 3 weeks in.
I think that says it all.
3 weeks in. Only 1 week left to go. Of course, so much still coming up. We'll be back with more Celebrity Big Brother recaps on Thursday night, Double Eviction on Friday, LFC Roundtable still to go as we are closing in on 1 week left before we smash open the giant watermelon to reveal who the winner of Celebrity Big Brother 2 will be. Eric, do you think that Gallagher will be back for the finale?
I would say no. I would say I feel like he probably took the money and ran.
Yeah, the tell will be if we see the audience with a tarp where they're like no tarp for the Celebrity Brother contestants.
Truly would never even came near her. That would be she'd recoil faster than a Kato Kaelin hug right yeah. there.
Do you think that Gallagher was trying to get into the Masked Singer and then he got shut out of that too?
I don't know. I feel like this was a pretty good grab for him, honestly. I feel like he really pulled it. I mean, I know that we sort of looked into this before, but what do you really think went through the mind of the producers when they contacted him?
Does somebody know Gallagher and like he called in a favor?
Yeah, right. I feel like, right, they may have been helping him out and not vice versa.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, Gallagher lives in my condo. He really wants to do something with us.
Kato that seemed to upset Julie so much. I mean, there have been a lot skeevier people to come out of the Big Brother house, and she's hugged them just fine.
Yeah.
Like, she's now, maybe she's just like, you know, he wants to draw a line in the sand, you know, like Kato's like, I'm so happy to be here, Julie. And she's like, hashtag me too. Don't touch me.
I've never seen Julie like really like, no, I'm not doing, I'm not hugging. We're not doing that. Do you think that she was like skeeved out about the OJ stuff?
I think she was. She was because like she's going to Jonathan's gym. She's making dinner plans with other people.
I mean, how
like,
many?
I know you, Kato.
Every house guest that's come out, you know, she's given like, you know, a hug no matter what they did in the house.
I was not there that night. Do not bring up my name.
Then we're not doing this. We're not doing it. So Gallagher on the Masked Singer, he's definitely the watermelon, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. And they're so just like on the nose of these, just actually holding the sledgehammer.
He's like, his clues are like,
when I perform, it's always hammer time.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, could this be the great MC Hammer? Yeah. Is this possibly a Carrot Top? He likes produce. That could be a watermelon, could be Carrot Top. Possibly.
I love giving props to everybody. I've been known to perform Smashing Pumpkins every once in a while, too.
Billy Corgan, the lead singer of Smashing Pumpkins, is here. This is great.
It's definitely not my brother.
could this be Gallagher, too, possibly? Nah, seems unlikely. I do have to wonder, after watching that act, much like Melissa felt last night, is there such a thing as prop comedy, or is it just props? Was that prop drama? The comedy part seemed de-emphasized in his act. Although it was funny, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yes! What a life you lead here in the Big Brother house.
I could listen to that all day.
I'd be here for a Gallagher showmance.
Who, with Dina Lohan?
We shared a bed together, Julie. I noticed that she had a cap on her tooth. That's how I knew it wasn't her twin, Lindsay Lohan. I'm here today with Lindsay. Lindsay, how are you?
Oh boy. All right.
What a tangled web we weave.
Very tangled. All right. We're going to wrap things up. A little bit of a five oofer last week. So normally we play you the closing music for Big Brother, but we got hit with the giant mallet of copyright infringement on YouTube for that one. Apparently, do not use any of the Big Brother music in your YouTube videos, or YouTube will get slammed. So
that must be the reason that we had less viewership for the last episode. It's not the poor content or appearances by me that sunk us. It must have been the fact that people didn't want to get in trouble. You know?
Yeah, they didn't want to watch a video that had some music infringement. So we will still give you a preview of what will happen on the season finale of Winter of Stein, but we will be forced to bring you the instrumental version of it. Eric,
let me lead you in. All right. Okay. Here, I'm play on my blood orange bongos here. All right.
If Eric thinks that he's going to go ahead and buy my act and
Hold on. Can you play it for me so I can hear what it is that it sounds like so I can recreate? Oh, wait, no.
I can't. We'll get it.
All right.
If Eric thinks that he's going to go ahead and steal my act and then go ahead and do Rob Has a Podcast too, well, he's about to get slammed.
You'd think after all these years I'd actually... Oh, there it is. I finally mended fences with the boss. Nationals and have joined their alliance. And now together, we're going to go on all of Rob's YouTube videos and put this beautiful music on so he has no career anymore and he's forced to sell the rights to the podcast to me.
I don't know. It's very hard to hum that song.
I feel like I know the tune, but it really wasn't coming out of me when I was saying
Yeah. It's a little like a Phil Collins thing where it's like has a big like doo 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 like and then
yeah,
it's just
part
like
I feel good about, but from there it's just like some general synthesizing possibly. I don't know.
What
it's
are you rough. Gonna do? All
it's,
right,
it's rough. All right. Well, as a parting gift, you know, I know how much your son did enjoy appearances from Ketchup Guy. So yes. You think I can do a number on myself with this blood orange?
All right, you've got the floor.
All right, I'm going to give myself a Gallagher Bathman style.
Hold on. Let's please welcome in. Okay, here he is, the great.
Please welcome.
Big Brother wants you.
Are you okay?
You have become America's favorite house guest for now. It's in my eyes.
That's a lot of citrus in your eyes.
I just showered before the podcast, too. What a waste.
How are the Rangers doing?
Yeah, that's right. They scored a goal. You know, somehow it felt worth it. I really can't see. Somehow it felt worth it during the summer, but, you know, I'm not getting the same bang for my buck.
All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.